greatness is not found in possessions, power, position, or prestige. It is discovered in goodness, humility, service, and character. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Now, you know I'm not a great one for service. I think that our very life is a service to ourselves, and we're not looking to go out and serve others. Greatness is not found in possessions, power, position, or prestige. It is discovered in goodness, humility, and there's that word service, and character. Think about where we fit on this big scale of everything. Greatness is not found in possession, power, position, or prestige. Who are the truly great people who have walked through life? Well, I would like to say right now, you have no idea. And thank goodness. I have no idea. And thank goodness. The truly great people who have walked through life are the people who have goodness about them, who have a humility about them, who have character. And regardless of the circumstances that life has brought to them by their choice, by their experience, because nothing happens by chance, regardless of the experiences that come into their life, it doesn't make any difference. They still are the same beautiful, consistent, wonderful, humble, good, character-wise people. You see, our greatness, if we wish greatness, to wish greatness in itself is not to have it. But our greatness is found by who we are. Now, you can see an adult being kind to a child, and you say, that's great. And no, it isn't. That's natural. You can see a person petting a dog or a cat or being charmed by an animal or a baby or another person, and you say, that's great. No, it isn't. That's natural. You can see a person who receives some lottery winning, and they say, wow, 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 and you say, isn't that great? No, that isn't great. That's just natural. These are the natural things that come about when certain things come about. Greatness is how we respond because it's our nature to respond. The nature goes far beyond natural. The natural thing to do when you win a lottery ticket is to say, wow. But our nature is to say, that's nice. I will enjoy that. I think that's a lovely thing. And you see, if your first thought is to give away your lottery ticket, then you're not natural. You're not doing what nature says. You're doing what society and the world expects of you. The wise person is the person who takes care of themselves. The wise person is the person who stands up for themselves. The wise person is the person who is always dependent upon themselves and doesn't look to others for guidance and for love and for direction and for wisdom and for understanding. The great person, the truly great person, is a person who lives in their own peace, a person who lives in their own health, a person who lives in their own right action, a person who lives in all that is good. Now, many people sit in the doctor's office and think that that's very important. Well, it's important if they have a need for a doctor. But many times, if we would just say to ourselves, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, we'd find that the number of trips we make to a doctor's office are far fewer because we have put the cause in motion that we are whole and perfect, and our body says, okay, you're whole and perfect, then that's fine with me. Greatness is being all that we are capable of being, and of course, no one really is that, but being in the direction of what we're capable of being. Are you capable of being a loving person? Well, then be it. Are you capable of being a whole person? Then be it. Are you capable of being a joyful person? Then be it. Are you capable of being someone who all the world would respect and love? Then be it. Are you capable of being someone that you would enjoy having as a friend? Then be it. What is it that you would like to have in a friend? Well, would you like to have a person who just likes you for what you are? Would you like to have a person who doesn't put on the dog over anything? He just is a wonderful, joyful, happy being who, wherever he goes, in whatever company he is, he's just a loving person. Would you like to be the kind of person that wherever you go, people say, "Oh, hi. How are you today?" They don't care about your name. They don't care about your prestige. They don't care about your pedigree. They don't care about anything except your smiling face, your joyful countenance, your wonderful greatness that stands out as goodness and humility and character. They just look at you and say, "Hi, I feel good when I talk to you." Now that's greatness. Now you say, "Well, what about Mahatma Gandhi? What about Jesus? What about all of these great people who have come from religious and philosophy and all other areas of life? What about them?" They're not great. Each one of those people felt they had a message to give to the world. And so they gave the message to the world. And because they gave the message to the world, because they were consistent in giving their message to the world thought they were great. But ask yourself the question, what did Gandhi do when his people didn't behave? He went on a hunger fast, you know? What did he do when the people didn't do what he asked them to do? He acted like a recalcitrant child, a naughty child. He was not a great person. A great person would just say, "It is done." Now, even Jesus, my God, Herb, you're going to pick on Jesus? Sure. Even Jesus, when his disciples were not doing what they're supposed to do, he would say to them, "Peter, Satan, get thee behind me. Don't slow me in my progress." And truly, if Jesus were a great person, he had a mission, he had a purpose, he had a direction in life. But if he were a great person, it wouldn't have bothered him one tinker's darn whether Peter believed in him, followed him, did anything he asked, or not. You see, the great leaders of our world are the leaders who know how to be followers. And so therefore, all of the people who are in their world respect them and love them for what they are. They don't respect them and love them for their leadership. Well, you're saying, "Well, why are you picking on Jesus?" Hey, I'm not picking on Jesus. I said Jesus had a purpose. He had a program. Do you have a purpose and program, or are you just you? Are you going to go out and save the world? Are you going to go out and bring a new teaching, a new philosophy, a new way of looking at life to the world? No, you're not. You're just here to live and be yourself and have fun and enjoy life and to be a perfect living example of the kind of life that you want to enjoy. Yes, that's what you're here for. Greatness is not found in possession, power, position, or prestige. It is found in goodness, humility, and character. Ha! Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And how many of us have goodness, humility, and character? All of us. How many of us know it? All too few. But once you begin to be yourself and have fun, once you begin to live your life for yourself as a joyous, beautiful being, then you will be giving this joyous, beautiful self of yourself to all the world. And all the world will be looking at you and saying, "Wowee, what a great experience, what a great guy, what a great world, what a great being. Hey, I just like being around that person. That person doesn't have a message to push. He doesn't have a story to tell. He doesn't have a, he just is himself." Wow. Could that be said of any of us? We would be really living our greatness. Be yourself and have fun. Follow your own path inwardly, living in perfect right action. And just watch. Everything you do is fulfilled in its perfect, beautiful, fabulous way. And nothing else really matters, does it? Nothing else really matters. Have a lovely day, and know that greatness is not found in possessions, power, position, or prestige. It's discovered in being yourself and having fun, in your goodness, your humility, and your character. Walk with me in this path and enjoy, for nobody's looking, nobody cares, but you do. Be yourself and have fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.